Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Lachav Zion Tammuz, Kvar Halacha, and Chavis Halachas. There is a minag in the 3 weeks. I don't know if I should say, some anoheg, to refrain from dangerous activities. It has some makor in halacha. So some people don't go swimming in the ocean during the 3 weeks, or they avoid major operations in the 3 weeks. In halacha, they talk about hitting a child, that it shouldn't be done in the 3 weeks. There's two pshatim in that. Either you see that they really used to hit, or hitting a child is dangerous. You could end up in jail. So maybe it's dangerous because of that. That was a joke. You're allowed to cut nails the 3 weeks, and you're allowed to cut nails up until Shvua Shechalbo. Up until Shvua Shechalbo, even for Ashkenazim. Okay, Chavis Halvavis. So, we had on the Chavis Halvavis people who are Porush because of, for spiritual good reasons. There's one group that does it to a very large extreme. They want to be like Malachim, they want to be as Ruchni as possible. They don't lead normal lives at all. They go out into the caves, into mountains, they go away from people. Anything that would distract them from Hashem, they avoid, they run away from. They're totally menutak from normal life. The second group, he says, living in houses, and they're somewhat more normal, but they have no social life whatsoever. They don't want to have to do with people, no luxuries at all, and they really are in his bodidus. They're just not in the mountains and the caves, and they're not eating wild berries. They're in their homes, but they're as menutak as possible. You know, they're leading more normal lives. But they're not oskim be yeshuva shel olam, he really called them. But then they just involve themselves in the most basic essentials. The third group he describes as regular or normal people. Oskim be yeshuva shel olam, he stresses. This is the lowest level of precious, but he ends up in the last sentence saying that this is what the Torah really wants of us. You can go more, you can go lifnim mishuras adin. He doesn't condemn, I say, he doesn't talk badly about the more extreme forms of precious, and he implies in Perek Beis that they could serve as role models to people to pull them away from being totally caught up in this world, which people tend to do. But in terms of what the Derech HaMamutza, he calls it, in precious, is the lowest level of these three groups. It's really a very difficult and subtle type of precious. He says that totally, you look at them, they're very, very, totally normal, regular lives, regular everything. In their minds and hearts, though, they're not enjoying this world, only to the degree that it serves as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem. Nishtatu manche olam b'chitzoinius, b'gufam, b'yeshuva shel olam, kagon Avodas Adoma, v'holada, they're having families, they're sitting by the table, they're talking to people are talking to them. V'nisasku b'gufam b'Avodas Hashem yisale, they're only doing things which are vehicles of Avodas Hashem, but their minds are somewhere else. Their mind is with Hashem. Their minds are not into whatever they're involved in. They're very aware that the physical world drags you down. How it takes you away from your real task and career in life, which is to grow in ruchnius. They actually, it's toeva for them. They look down. They're repelled really by this world. umishtokekes la'olam ha'achris, and their minds are focused on, right, their minds are focused on Gan Eden, their minds are focused on Olam Haba, their minds are focused on Hashem, but they're able to maintain a split between their deeds and their minds. Tzofim al hamoves, they are wondering, like, they look forward to death when they could be rid of all this narishkeit that they're involved in, but v'heim b'charodah l'kroso, they don't welcome death because they know that Olam Hazeh is the vehicle to do mitzvahs. Ukvar hechinu tzeidosom la'esa sifosom, but they're busy preparing for that long journey of Misa and what will come after it. That's really their minds, their goals, their aspirations, their what they welcome, what they look forward to, what they focus on, all in the minds as they go about normal life. What they're thinking about is in their mind. They're thinking about Hashem. They're thinking about Olam Haba. They're thinking about Ruchnius. And the lolokum in olam elapochos mikalkulosum, they try to minimize what they take from this world. Not as extreme as the second group, apparently, but they just, you know, you're trying to minimize it because they don't want to get pulled into it. But there's nothing in Ruchnius that they minimize. There they go all out. What's nogeya for their neshama, they don't minimize that at all. Like, it sounds a little like the opposite of what, you know, they try to get away with as little as possible in Gashmius, but they go for broke in Ruchnius. Maybe I could learn a little more. Maybe I could give a little more tzedakah. Maybe I could do a little more chesed. Maybe I can daven a little slower. Maybe I could have a little more kavanah. That's what's always going on in their minds. V'kazu krova l'geder ha-mitzua. This is the derech ha-mitzua. This is closest to derech ha-mamutza in Precious. Yoser, k'vimash is karnu liel. This is the way the Torah... The whole Precious is a... I don't want to say it's lefnei mishuras hadin, but the whole precious is not something that's that you're mechuyev to do, right? But in terms of the midah of precious, which he was talking about, that's what the shahr is, and he explains why it's necessary and why it's important, etc. This it would seem to be the way, the best way to practice precious, the most practical way to practice precious. It doesn't, if you want to do it the other two ways, he's... doesn't say no, but this is the way the Torah seems to want you to do precious. This is maybe the precious that's most shayach to the average person. And again, it's Mamashal, it's a split between his actions and his mind. His mind is thinking about Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora. His mind is thinking about Godless Hashem. His mind is thinking about how he could serve Hashem better. His mind is focused on being b'simcha, and meanwhile he's going about his daily business. Okay.